El Idolo is all elite. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, June 5th, 2021. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Email us, desk@justprowrestlingnews.com.
AEW.
Andrade El Idolo has arrived in AEW. He appeared live during a special Friday Night Dynamite, standing alongside Vicky Guerrero. Also on the show, QT Marshall and Anthony Ogogo beat Cody Rhodes and Lee Johnson. QT pinned Cody after Ogogo delivered a right hand to Cody's jaw. Dustin Rhodes beat Nick Camarado in a bull rope match, hitting a bulldog from the second rope and then tying up Camarado's legs to get the pin. The Young Bucks opened the show with a win over Pac and Penta El Cerro Miedo. Pac was rolled up for the pin after interference by Brandon Cutler. The Bucks' plans for a post-match beatdown were interrupted by Eddie Kingston. Jungle Boy and Christian Cage beat Private Party. After the match, Matt Hardy dropped Christian with a twist of fate on the entrance ramp. Also, Red Velvet served up Just Desserts to beat the Bunny. Miro will defend the TNT Championship on Dynamite next Friday night against Dark Order's Evil Uno. Jake Hager has challenged Wardlow to an MMA cage fight on Dynamite in 2 weeks. And looking even further ahead, Kenny Omega will defend the AEW Championship against Jungle Boy on a special Saturday Night Dynamite coming up on June 26th.
WWE.
The location of SummerSlam will be revealed on Saturday. It'll be announced during the Belmont Stakes pre-race show on NBC. We already know the show is set to be held on Saturday, August 21st. Bayley will get another shot at Bianca Belair's SmackDown Women's title at Hell in a Cell. Belair challenged Bayley on last night's SmackDown, and Bayley, of course, accepted. We got not one, but two SmackDown tag title matches last night. The show opened with Rey and Dominic Mysterio beating the Usos to retain the gold. Dominic reversed Jimmy Uso's top rope splash into a roll-up. Jimmy actually kicked out, but the ref was out of position and made the three count anyway. That led to the Usos getting another shot at the tag belts in the main event. That match ended when Roman Reigns ran in to cause a disqualification. Reigns battered Rey and Dominic with the ring steps after the match. That was too much for Jimmy. He walked out on Roman, but Jay, he was conflicted as the show ended. Apollo Crews pinned Kevin Owens after a Death Valley driver on the ring apron, and he retained the Intercontinental title. Owens was weakened before the match by a backstage attack by Commander Aziz. Sami Zayn showed up after the match to beat up on Owens a little bit more. King Corbin pinned Shinsuke Nakamura. It appeared Corbin would take back his stolen crown too, but his escape was cut off by Rick Boogs, and Nakamura made off with the crown yet again. Also last night, Carmella beat Liv Morgan.
Ring of Honor.
Hot Sauce Tracy Williams is recovering after he was hit by a car. He tweeted a picture Friday showing himself in a neck brace. He said he'll be okay, but he didn't elaborate on his prognosis. Williams is one half of the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions alongside Rhett Titus. They have a title defense against Dragon Lee and Kenny King coming up on next weekend's ROH TV. Presumably, that match already happened during the latest ROH TV tapings. The NWA's When Our Shadows Fall pay-per-view is coming up on Sunday. Nick Aldis defends the World's Heavyweight Championship against Trevor Murdoch. Camille challenges Serena Deeb for the NWA Women's World Championship. Plus, Aaron Stevens and Kratos defend their tag titles in a three-way against Chris Adonis and Tom Latimer and the War Kings, Crimson and Jack Stane. Some big shows in Japan are coming up over the next few days. The Cyber Fight Festival is Sunday in Japan. The start time for the show is just before midnight Eastern Time in the U.S. on Saturday night. Three promotions are offering title matches on the show. From Pro Wrestling Noah, Keiji Muto defends the GHC Heavyweight Championship against Nomichi Marufuji. Jun Akiyama puts DDT Pro's KOD Openweight Championship on the line against Harashima. And Miyu Yamashita defends Tokyo Joshi Pro's Princess of Princess Championship against Yuka Sakazaki.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan's Dominion show is coming up on Monday. The main event is Kazuchika Okada versus Shingo Takagi for the vacant IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. El Desperado will defend the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title against Yo, plus Kota Ibushi versus Jeff Cobb. Chris Jericho responded to a report Friday that he is no longer under contract with New Japan. Jericho tweeted that he hasn't been under contract with the company since January of 2020. On last night's New Japan Strong, Satoshi Kojima teamed up with Carl Fredericks to beat Team Filthy's JR Kratos and Danny Limelight. Fredericks submitted Limelight with a single leg Boston Crab. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, June 5th. Our next update comes your way Monday morning. Enjoy your weekend, and please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you never miss any of our updates. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.